It's a difficult decision many families are facing today. Is it time to move mother out of her home and into a facility, or bring in some outside help? Daphne and her mother Evelyn are at loggerheads because, well, mother doesn't want either. Is there a solution they can come up with that will make them both happy? Stay tuned. Presenting Finding Help by Marge O'Neill Butler.
Mother, really, we talked about this. You can't be on your own. It's not safe.
I've told you I'm not moving. I'm staying on my own. I'm not going to a place with all those doddering fools. I like being by myself. I'm not going to dinner when somebody tells me to. I'm not going to take part in those stupid games, watch people sitting around drooling. You saw them when you made me go there.
Mother, it was an assisted living place, and no one was drooling.
I saw someone with a wet face.
You need help with everyday things. They provide meals, nursing assistance. You have buzzers you can ring if you fall down.
I fell down once.
You wouldn't have to think about cooking.
I don't cook anymore.
Yeah, because you nearly burned the condo down.
But I didn't, did I? I found the fire extinguisher and put it out, safe, no harm done.
Every apartment in the building was evacuated. All the smoke detectors went off. There was smoke damage.
4 units, big deal. Those people are lying. They smoke like chimneys. They just want free money, and I'm not paying.
Oh, please, Mother.
Oh, don't please mother me. I am not moving.
I have finally realized that.
And I don't want people in my house. One of those big bossy women who can lift me up over their heads. I don't want to be told what to do. If I want to walk around naked, I will. If I want ice cream for a meal, that's what I'll eat. I remember when Dad asked for ketchup for his hot dog and you said, no, too much sugar. You're not supposed to eat sugar. He was 89 years old and in bad health. What difference did it make if he had ketchup on his hot dog? It's what he liked. But you know everything. With all your medical advice picked up on medical shows, we used to call you Dr. Daphne behind your back. Didn't know that, did you?
I still have power of attorney from when you were in the hospital last year, and I'll use it if I have to.
I'm calling David in the morning and tell him what's been going on and ask to sign a new power of attorney. You read about situations like this, about how children or caretakers take over people's lives. This is my life. You think you know what's best for me? But you're wrong. And I will damn well live the way I want to.
Mother, you're not taking care of yourself. Look at the way you're dressed.
I dress for myself, not for you or anyone.
You're dirty. Your clothes are dirty. The kitchen is a mess. There's things stacked everywhere.
It's how I like it. I know where everything is. I'll clean the dishes when I'm ready. I have done for everyone else my whole adult life. Now, I'm living the way I want to live.
When was the last time you had a proper meal?
Ben and Jerry's at noon.
Oh, you see, that's not taking care of yourself.
It was very good. Ate the whole pint.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, don't answer it. I'm not expecting anyone.
I am. Now sit down and try not to look filthy. Oh, hi, Michael. Come on in. Mother? This is Michael. He's come to help you out, to look after you.
You might as well turn around, because I won't have you here.
Okay, if you say so.
Wait, no, I hired you. You have to stay.
She clearly doesn't want me. Why should I stay? You told me she's good-natured and cooperative.
She said that? Must have had sugar in her coffee.
I've explained that seniors know what they want. She doesn't want anyone here, so why waste her money?
She paid you for my money?
I think so. Your name is Evelyn, right? It was the name on the check, in trust for Daphne.
You paid him with my money? How dare you? You knew I wouldn't like him.
Break my heart. I should get going.
You stay right there. I want the whole story from you.
There's no story, Mother. I placed an ad looking for a caregiver. He answered, had good references, and I hired him.
How come you were unemployed?
My last lady died.
You kill her?
No, of course not. She had an end-stage disease.
You mean cancer? You're allowed to say words like that.
Most people whisper that word.
Oh, they think if they say it, they'll catch it. So stupid.
I agree. Look, if I have to stay, do you have any cards? I don't want to be on my phone all the time. That's kind of rude.
Playing cards in front of me is rude, if you ask me.
Would you like to play?
I don't play cards.
Okay, then. I'll just play on my phone.
What?
It's a word game. Very addictive. I'm up to level 742. When Mrs. Lewis was very ill and she didn't need me during the day, I started playing. But I was always there. She'd watch her shows and then doze off. There's a lot of waiting with a job like this.
So you're paid for playing cards?
Mother?
In a way, yes. Especially when patients are gravely ill. But with patients like you, I like to take them out. Do stuff. Get some fresh air, go to the library, help around the house.
Oh, that would be a blessing.
No help is needed.
What's all this laundry then? You don't have closets?
Oh, don't be a wise ass. I just haven't gotten around to it.
What if I did it?
Suit yourself. You're on my dime. I hate wasting money.
Is any of this clean?
Do the sniff test. That's what I do.
Oh, God.
Whew, dirty. Not bad. Do you have a washer, dryer?
She does. Just beyond the kitchen, if you can fight your way there.
See what she does. I'm here. I can answer any and all questions.
Sorry, Mother. I'll let you get on with it. I'm out of here.
You leaving me with him? With a man I don't know?
Yes. Good luck to you, Michael.
No kiss for your mother?
We don't do that.
You might want to change your ways.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Bye, Mother. She might walk around naked, Michael. She told me. Just warning you.
That's okay. I have a strong gag reflex. That wasn't so bad, was it?
I held my breath. We've never been like that, all that huggy-kissy stuff.
Keep an open mind. You might learn to like it.
Fat chance. We're wasps. How long do you have to be here?
I'm booked for 4 hours today.
Oh, God.
You sound just like Daphne.
Oh, God.
I'll take this stuff out to the washer. What do you have in the freezer?
4 pints of ice cream. You gonna cook that?
I'm a good cook, but that's a little limiting.
How much more time?
For what?
Until you leave.
3 hours and 51 minutes.
Can't you just leave?
And waste your money? No, I am contracted for 4 hours a day for a month.
A month? I want a refund.
Too late. I already banked the check.
I'll cancel it.
No, you won't. You're gonna fall in love with me and wish I was here more than 4 hours a day.
You're this cheeky with all your women.
Don't have to be. They usually fall at my feet.
What do you do? Trip them?
A good one. Let me put the wash on. Oh, God.
Now you sound like Daphne.
It must be catching. How many full sets of plates do you have?
4. It's nice to use them all.
And you have. When was the last time you washed dishes?
March 1936.
You're a character, all right.
Is that what Daphne called me?
She put it a bit differently. I think she called you a pain in the ass. What does she know, huh?
You're the first person I've liked in a long time. Here, let me... Oh!
I've got you. Waltz or foxtrot?
I like you because you're a bit of an ass, too.
Well, thank you very much.
I hate to say this, but I think we might get along. No promises, though.
Oh, wouldn't dream of it. You've probably been a pain in the ass since birth.
That's what my mother said. I'll go wash a dish. I'd like some tea. And remember, you're on trial here.
Yes, ma'am.
This is gonna be fun.
Finding Help was written by Marge O'Neill Butler. It was directed by Jan Wallace and featured Lynn Doyle, Sean Genther, and Jenny Aldrich. The stage manager was Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Narration by Maddie Cashin. Finding Help is copyright protected and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production is copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.